Lesson number 20. Listening Comprehension.
Part 1. Picture. Question number 23. Look at the picture marked number 23.
A. He's verifying the number of items in stock.
B.
He's adjusting the height of the ladder.
C.
He's disturbing the order of the shelves.
D.
He's scanning the goods by computer.
Part 2. Question response. Question number 24.
Shall we set it to be done automatically, or shall we do them all by hand?
A. Automatically. B. They were hand-delivered. C. Set it on the counter, please.
Question number 25.
Would you be able to verify these facts?
A. It's a fair price. B. No, the fax was only 3 pages. C. I got them all from the newspaper article.
Part 3. Short conversations. Question number 26.
This platter is missing its price tag and barcode. I'll just scan in the price tag of something else that's the same price.
Don't do that. Then the inventory won't reflect this sale accurately, and the counts will be off.
I didn't realize that such accuracy was so crucial.
Question number 27.
The computer says we have 3 of these bedspreads left. Can you go to the stockroom and verify that, please?
If the computer says we have 3, why would there be any discrepancy?
Sometimes there are adjustments to the inventory, and I don't want to tell this lady we have a bedspread if we are out of stock.
Part 4. Short talks. Questions 28 and 29 relate to the following recording.
We verify the computer's count with a physical inventory every year in January. It's a tedious process, but it's crucial to keeping our records straight. Even the physical counting leaves us with some discrepancies, but we feel that it more closely reflects our numbers. As well, the physical count puts us 2 steps closer figuring out any huge discrepancies. Remember, in the long run, any discrepancy is a liability.
Now read question number 28 in your textbook and answer it. Now read question number 29 in your textbook and answer it.